Thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. The closure of schools due to COVID-19 has affected millions of students nationwide, but school closures don't affect every child the same way. The shift to home-based learning has only served to highlight the very real digital divide, firstly for students with no devices, and secondly to those with limited internet access. Joining us on the line now, we have Datin Nur Azimah Abdul Rahim, chairperson of the Parent Action Group for Education Malaysia, or better known as PAGE. Azimah, thank you for coming on the show tonight. Now, I want to get your thoughts on the news yesterday, the announcement by the Education Minister that UPSR and PT3 exams this year will be cancelled and SPM and STPM will be postponed to next year. What are you hearing from parents in response to this decision? Are they happy?
Hi, Melissa and Charlotte. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Well, as far as PT3 and UPSR is concerned, we've always been advocating for it to be relooked and reconsidered considering the circumstances. And when it was announced that these would be abolished, we were quite pleased because I think children or students should be given a chance to prove themselves. And as far as COVID-19 is concerned, there's very little that we can do about it but to run through its face. So it's wonderful also that the fact that there may be other forms of assessment such as school-based projects and exercises, which probably is what we should be heading towards rather than having stressful major examinations. Similarly with SPM and STPM, we like the idea that it's been pushed into the first quarter of next year because there is really no rush, because between SPM, STPM and moving on to university and college, there's always that cushion or leeway before the academic year begins. So we're quite happy as the way it's turned out.
So are you saying in some paradoxical way that this crisis is an opportunity to also rethink the way we do things in school? I mean, what would you like to see change in a permanent sense that comes out of this particular crisis?
We've been focusing on internet, students with internet, teachers with internet, etc. But I think we've overlooked the majority of students who do not have internet access and connectivity. And I think what we should be doing now is, one, see how homes and schools still, how we can improve internet connectivity and how we can bring the internet into homes which don't have it. Because as it is, home-based learning, as much as everybody's talking about it, it actually doesn't exist. It's quite bad, it's underdeveloped, and if you look at what is shown on TV as far as education is concerned, you see TV tutor which concentrates on exam years only, and then you have TV OK, which started last week, to accommodate students who don't have internet. Right. I've been watching TV OK every day, and I especially look at the 1 p.m. Show slot, which is for primary school. But it doesn't tell you what is going to be shown at 1 o'clock every day. So you have to be in front of the TV and see whether they're covering Standard 4, Standard 5, or Standard 6. And similarly with the 9 a.m. slot, whereby you have to guess whether they're covering from 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5. And then with just 2 hours a day, that's grossly inadequate. And then while I was watching it over the weekend, instead of showing something new, they actually repeated what was shown on a weekday. So we already have such little time, and yet you're repeating lessons, so it doesn't make sense. So I think in the long run, we should look at developing TV as a learning tool, not just for times of crisis, but for maybe children who cannot go to school.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think also something to consider for those, you know, who, as you mentioned, don't have access to quality internet streaming or to digital devices. The digital divide is real, and so is digital poverty. I do want to shift the conversation very quickly to the challenges of transforming the home into one that is a conducive environment for children for virtual learning, especially for children who perhaps may be more accustomed to the structures and the routines of school, given that home-based learning is very unstructured and that's difficult without a real discipline?
It's very difficult because, especially during COVID, you also have the parents working from home. So we've already been into the topic of devices. Imagine having to, you know, share devices with parents who need to work from home. So I think it's very, very challenging for parents. And, you know, and as much as they want to see kids in school, they also worry that, you know, are schools really safe enough for their children to be in? So it's a very, very challenging moment at this point.
Okay, so there's the digital divide. There's also a class divide. And I mean class not just in terms of, you know, incomes, but also perhaps capacities. Not all parents can teach. Not all parents can, you know the subject matter and have often relied on schools to do better than they could. What do you do about that in the long term? The fact that, you know, parents are not all the same and they and some of them just can't be teachers.
Definitely. It's probably a lot easier with primary school, maybe up to standard six. But when it comes to secondary school, it's quite tough because, you know, parents were in school a long time ago and things have changed. And I think it's a lot more difficult. It's more difficult being a student now than when we were in school, you know. So definitely difficult for parents to be teaching their children at home.
Okay, very quickly, in the last minute we have left, Azima, what can parents do to ensure a somewhat effective result of home-based learning?
Well, definitely there must be some kind of schedule. There must be a daily schedule. You know, parents have to interact with the children, speak to them, prepare their schedule for the next day together with the child, and come up with a routine so that it becomes a win-win situation for all.
Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate it. That's all the time, unfortunately, that we have for this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, with me Sharad Kutan, signing off for this evening. Stay safe, stay home. Thank you so much for watching and good night.